Hello friends, welcome back after a long time. And the book that we are reading today is, or we are looking is Words That Change the Minds, The 14 Patterns of Mastering the Language of Influence by Shelley Rose Charvet. Description: How to master influencing language and get what you want without manipulating. Do you work only with people who are hard to convince, who dismiss ideas before even thinking about them? Do you want to know how to influence people without being manipulative? Want to find out how people get motivated and make decisions to be more persuasive with anyone? Learn how to use the right words with the right people and get through the communication wall. Do you work and live with the people who are hard to convince, who dismiss ideas before even thinking about them? So, I guess the book offers great insights, and let us just deep dive into the contents. So, about author, Shelley Rose Charvet's perspective. Charlotte is a world authority on human resources. She has worked with UNESCO, CERN and Nokia, Microsoft, IBM and the World Bank. Charlotte later established a global HR consulting and training institute. She isn't a researcher but a natural communicator who can get along with everybody. Introduction to Words That Change Minds and the Lab Profile. Only a handful of books would have the power to change the way you interact with others and influence them. Words That Change Minds is one of them. The book is based on the Language and Behavior Profile, LAB profile, created by Roger Bailey. It is a tool that highlights how unique each individual can help you predict, understand and influence someone's behavior by identifying what motivates them, how they think and how they make decisions. Scientists studying neuro-linguistic programming developed personality archetypes in 1970s to describe how people communicate. Biological and environmental factors constitute the programming of NLP. They determine how we program ourselves to perform well or poorly at certain tasks. How people communicate verbally provides insight into how they think neurologically. By using NLP, you can gain a better understanding of how people make decisions, including how to build rapport with them and how to help them overcome their limiting belief. By using NLP, you can gain a better understanding of how people make decisions, including how to build rapport with them and then how to help them overcome their limiting beliefs. Based on NLP research, the book covers 14 different LAB profile patterns. These patterns describe what triggers and maintains someone's interest in a given situation, on the other hand, what demotivates them. For example, if you prefer to take initiatives at work, you may soon become frustrated if you are forced to wait for a long time. It is much easier to have a motivated team member to re-engage a former customer by identifying what they need and meeting their requirements. In a given situation, LAB profile patterns, language and behavior profile patterns, describe what someone prefers. They reflect a person's motivation, behavior and not the personality profile. So as people's behaviors and motivation change depend on context, so will their LAB profile patterns. Context is king. When someone is on vacation, their patterns are probably different from those they are in office while buying groceries. There are two kinds of LAB profile patterns. Patterns of motivation. These describe how people get motivated and what it takes to get them interested. Patterns of productivity. They describe people's internal mental process, what makes them productive, and how they become convinced on something. There are 6 motivation patterns and 8 productivity patterns. The motivation patterns are level, direction, criteria, source, reason, and decision factors. The productivity patterns are scope, attention, direction, stress, response, style, organization, rule, structure, convincer channel, and convincer mode. The book will help you detect and expect language in everyday conversation. You will learn how other people would behave. You will learn how other people would behave in a specific circumstance. You will also learn how to influence people's opinions as you speak using your personal traits. Words That Change Mind is a must read when it comes to career coaching, recruitment, identifying corporate culture, training, negotiations, and even parenting. Story short one. Two motivation attribute patterns will get you going and thinking. Use appealing language and avoiding upsetting language will help you influence people. In reality, influencing language is about choosing the words that will give you the greatest impact. Different people have different motivations. Explore these categories of motivations, patterns to influence people: level, criteria, and direction. The level category means identifying whether you or someone else is proactive or reactive. These two unique motivation attributes may both get you going and thinking. Proactive. People with a proactive pattern take initiative. They tend to behave impulsively and without careful consideration. They may irritate some people because they charge ahead and disregard other people's feelings. Likewise, they will also be seen as bulldozers. Proactive people have a knack for getting things done in front lines. These people don't sit back and wait for others to take the lead. Reactive people with reactive pattern enjoy waiting for others to start for the proper conditions to arise. They contemplate and ponder without taking any action. They want to completely comprehend and evaluate the problem first. Likewise, they may wait for a long time. These people may aggravate proactive people because they take their time before acting. When they are at the most extreme, they exercise extraordinary care. They research every detail of the scenario, hence they are skilled at analyzing data. People generally fall somewhere along the proactive-reactive spectrum at work. Your keywords will influence whether you attract proactive or reactive candidates when advertising a new job opportunity. A proactive candidate will respond to take the initiative or take the lead, whereas a reactive candidate will respond better. You might want to consider once you have analyzed it. Let's think it through. About 60% of the people are both proactive and reactive. Story short 2. Certain words known as criteria cause a physical and emotional reaction. People describe their values in given context to criteria. Setting criteria is about distinguishing between good and bad. They're hot buttons that determine what is evil, dreadful, or good. Criteria are words, phrases, and images that elicit a strong physical and emotional response. They're tied to a strong of emotionally associated life experiences. Criteria can be positive or negative. Seeing or hearing our criteria leads to an emotional or physical response. None of us can agree on a single definition for such criteria. It is impossible to put a criterion into a single box. Market research typically look into people's preferences to tailor marketing efforts. If you want someone's attention, you must relate your message to their criteria. Criteria are words, phrases, and images that elicit a strong physical or emotional response. People describe their values. People describe their values. People describe their values. In a given context to criteria. So basically criteria is nothing but a prop. Story short 3. two motivation directions influence the ability to achieve goals. As a direction pattern, people either move towards their goals or away from their problems or negative consequences. People with toward focus on what they want rather than what they lack. Their desire drives them to get something. Toward oriented people can prioritize well. They see the big picture. Achieving a goal energizes them. On the downside, they may not see what should be avoided, what is wrong. Others may consider them naive if they go too far or ignore potential issues. Away from those who are an away from pattern, avoid and eliminating. Prioritize avoid and eliminating. They're triggered by an issue or something that they want to avoid. Threats and deadlines energize these people. People with away from pattern are adept in spotting potential snags. They can help resolve issues and identify possible stumbling blocks. Yet they may struggle to focus on their goals due to impulsive nature. This is the kind of person who will drop everything to fix something that's broken. They lose sight of priorities and only deal with crisis. If the person is in charge of department of an organization, crisis management, they may struggle with the prioritization because they tend to focus on the negative. The toward people can pursue away from people as jaded, as cynical. Use verbal and body language to identify directions such as gain, achieve, get, have, goals, or common in towards language. On the other hand, people with away from pattern use such as gotten rid of situations to be avoided. Two motivation patterns. Story 4. Two motivation patterns influence our judgments and decisions. People with two source patterns to make judgments and decisions. How do we judge? Is it internal or external? Internal. As internal driver drives internal people, their work standard is up to them. They have trouble accepting other people's opinions or following directions. They often question who criticizes their works. They act on their own. To soften extreme internal pattern, use language such as probably, you know, as probably you know, they state that you are unsure, they know, or say you may want to consider. Others have done this and then provide examples. They can collect data and make internal judgments. They seldom seek approval or praise from other people, so they perform poorly at giving feedback as managers. To fuel their motivation, the external people seeks the opinions of others, feedback and directions from outside. They may be unaware of their performance. It's always if you are giving them directions. External people like it when others make decisions for them. They need external support to start or continue an activity. They always seek affirmation, feedback or results. Many people in this struggle to change habits or behaviors. Story short 5. Two patterns affect our reasoning. The two patterns that affect our reasoning describes how person reasons. The reason category, one is the constant search for new solutions. The other prefers to stick to established rules. Options. Options are the ones new ways to do can't help breaking or bending the rules. They are excited to start anew, but they may be unmotivated to maintain or finish a project. They may be reluctant to commit due to uncertainty. They may even make no decisions. The options people enjoy creating systems, but they are not keen on following them. Procedures. Procedures people prefer. Detailed step-by-step instructions. They believe in a correct way to do things. They can repeat. Without a process or procedure, person becomes disoriented or frustrated. They always try to finish a process they started. Procedures people tend to perfectionists, telling them they can break certain rules may offend them. Story short 6. Two patterns influence how we manage views and grand decisions. The scope category measures a person's capacity to deal with big picture or details. The category includes the following two patterns. Specific people are good at managing bits of information. At their worst, They can't form or pursue an overview. They want everything all laid out in order from start to finish. Processor people use steps, while people with specific pattern prefer sequences. A processor can start and end points, can have multiple start and end points as well as branching options. Sequence occurs in the same order for limited time, only one way. General people work towards an overview of conceptual level. They can focus on details. People with general pattern may work in random order because they see the big picture. 25% people are equally specific and general. The two patterns affect our ability to respond, ourself and other. So it examines whether people externally focus on other people or internally focus on themselves. When it is self, words can only sway the self mindset, regardless of the speaker or their level of rapport. They struggle to form relationships because they can't read other people's body language. They're blind to minor cues. Self people often lack interpersonal communication skills. They can become technical experts in fields where communication fields aren't required. Care about what people say than how they say it. Self-focused people care about what people say. They don't pick up on the tone or body language. They are apathetic in their expression of feelings. It's hard to them to react and observe stimuli. Sentenced. Other people's involuntary responses. They capture others' pattern. They read other people's facial and body language quickly. They tend to animate when talking with others. With this right approach, these people can build and maintain relationships. Story 8. The three patterns influence how we respond to stress. Feeling, choice, and thinking. Feeling people appear overreacting and hypersensitive. They don't cope well with rejection, so they would make poor salespeople. Choice is most common pattern. Either people respond emotionally or normal stressors. They can balance a personal professional aspects of work. Choice people constantly search for options when deciding. They don't base their decisions on only one factor. The ability to emphasize with other results from having felt emotions themselves. They tend to do as well as people manager. Their ability to empathize with others results them with the felt options. Thinking stress do not affect those with the thinking pattern. They don't respond emotionally to normal to stress. If you are searching for someone who is not afraid to speak their mind, go no further than these people. However, you should not count on them to establish rapport with people who are experiencing strong emotions. They are unlikely to feel empathy and they tend to keep them to themselves. Thinking. Because they are not driven by their emotions, thinking people find it difficult to relate to others. In most situations, they want free coat and remain calm. Those who work in high pressure environments can rely on their consistent reason. For example, they perform highly impressive an air traffic controller pilot. However, you should not count on them on establishing rapport with people who are experiencing strong emotions, since they are unlikely to feel empathy and then tend to keep to themselves. If you are searching for someone who is not afraid to speak their mind, go no further than these people. However, you should not count on them to establish rapport. Stress do not affect those who are thinking pattern. They respond emotionally to normal stress. Because they are not driven by their emotions. Care about what they say than how they don't pick up on the body language. Words alone sway the regardless of speaker or the level of rapport. They struggle to form relationship because they can't read others' mind. Thank you. you are going to three patterns influence how we respond to stress. Three patterns. Stress does not affect these people with a thinking pattern. They don't respond emotionally to normal stress. People, because they are not driven by their emotions, thinking people find it difficult to relate to others. In most situations, they won't freak out or remain calm. They who work in high pressure environments can rely on them for consistent results. For example, they perform impressively as air traffic controller. If you are searching for someone who is not afraid to speak their mind, go no further than these people. Since they are unlikely to feel empathy, then they do not keep to themselves. You should not count on them establishing rapport. Story short 9. Three patterns influence your working style. Three patterns determine how someone can work best. Note that some people may have more than one style. Independent, proximity, and cooperative. Independent people prefer to work alone, take the sole responsibility. An independent person is suitable for managerial positions because they do most of their work independent. The people would rather work in a room with a closed door. They tend to forget to consult others when they are deciding. They can go to the long periods to work without interacting with anyone. Proximity people define an area of responsibility, but they also need to be involved or nearby. They want clear responsibilities that involve others to effective motivated. If they are forced to work alone, their productivity will decrease. Proximity is best people for who are project managers. They make it clear to everyone who is expected of them. Proximity do well in leadership jobs in well-defined domains. Cooperative work together and share responsibility. They are a synergy of principle. The whole is larger than some of its parts. Without supervision, they have difficulty meeting deadlines and completing tasks. Since they have two distinct areas to govern, they want to delegate as much as possible. Two patterns affect working organization, person and thing. Productivity or sentimentally, you can organize workplaces in two ways, person and thing. Things people focus on product ideas, tools and tasks. They see irrelevant in the workplace. They see emotions as irrelevant in the workplace. They are task oriented and eager to get things done. People give attention to their own or others' feelings and thoughts. Feelings become so important that they become the tasks. People give attention to their own or others. They will structure the job to rely on individuals, their sentiments. People in their category are skilled at building relationships. They will structure their job to rely on individuals and their sentiments. Final summary is like Shelley Rose Charvet has did a wonderful job, and I really like the concepts and the criticism and writing. Criticism, writing, and regarding that, and regarding and the stalking the progress.